Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo, Friday feels good, don't it? And it feels so good to feel good. Good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Friday's a good day to talk about movies and the new Mission Impossible movie, which seems like, well, it's going to be coming out next week. It's going to be coming out next month. Well, no, it's not, because they keep pushing it back. They had all these delays. COVID killed them.
Mm-hmm.
Location problems. People that live around the locations complaining about them being there. You name it. There was an issue. Well, it's finally been announced when it's going to happen. The title of the movie is Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
And this still has Tom Cruise, right?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And it's going to be released on July 14th, 2023.
Gosh, how many Mission Impossible movies are there?
This makes seven?
Yep.
Jeez.
It's seven. And then there's another one that they filmed concurrently while they were doing this one. And now it makes more sense when you know it's part one. So part two will be the next Mission Impossible movie, I guess.
I mean, what is this, Harry Potter, Ocean's 11? Well, I mean, God bless.
Hey, let them rip, man. When they see the box office results, they say, we're doing another one.
Of course they are.
Let's do another one.
You diss Harry Potter.
I'm not dissing. I'm just saying, good God, how many movies you going to make?
I want another Ocean's movie bad.
They'll never do it.
No, they won't, but they should. Man, it's so good. Dad, have you seen any of the Ocean's movies?
No, and I don't ever plan on it. That's a lot of my time I don't want to waste.
Man, listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my style.
Crazy. Hey, whiskey drinkers, I got a little news for you on this front. Scotch is a very popular whiskey.
Scotch.
A lot of it is Irish. They're going to be auctioning off the world's largest bottle of that very soon. The 32-year-old Macallan bottle is 5 feet 11 inches tall and is the equivalent of 440 standard bottles of whiskey.
And he's like, that's a good weekend for me.
It's a good life. It'd take me life to finish the bottle of whiskey.
It is expected to sell for over $1 million.
What kind of bottle? What did you say?
Macallan. Macallan. Which is, I believe, is a single malt whiskey. And like a Macallan 25, which is a 25-year-old scotch, a bottle of that is about, a standard bottle that you'd find in a liquor store, is about $3,000 for the standard size bottle.
And they, when you say 25, you mean they literally let that sit for 25 years.
That's exactly what I mean.
Wow.
It's expensive stuff. So, but some, you know, some, this is nothing to some rich person who loves this stuff, or is just a plain old whiskey snob. They'll snatch this up.
That's
in
a
no
big
time.
Bottle of whiskey. I had to look it up and see it for myself.
Oh yeah, somebody will get that. Somebody will get that.
They'll talk about buying rounds for the bar.
No, they'll be like, no.
Pour it up.
No, that's one of those things you don't offer to buy for. I don't even know. Wonder what in New York they would charge for one drink of that. One, look, a Macallan 25, one drink, one glass. I wonder what that would be. We can look that up. We can find that out. Now I want to know. Now, I mean,
would you get something this big and then not even drink it?
Probably. Yeah. Some people will be like, yeah, look at this.
Yeah, look what I got. Mm-hmm. Look what I got. You don't.
They're going to be stocked up for the end of the world for sure.
Sure they are. T-Rex, slow down, summer. Starting Friday morning off right.
Shades on my dashboard, shoes on my floor.
We all on the same boat, guys. Whee! We're in that Friday boat. That's what we in.
Oh, man, I'm getting so old. When I leaned forward just now, my rib cage, like, hurts. Like, it needs to pop.
When you have an injury while sitting, you've got some issues.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's like when you have an injury while sleeping.
You wake up. You,
That's a sign that you're getting there.
Okay.
And you're only 30 years old, dude.
Well, I'm halfway there.
Played golf yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably the reason why.
That's right. We played golf. That's pitiful. You're all jacked up now. You're going to have an adjustment.
Pitiful.
The only way to adjust that is to go out and play another nine.
Probably right. So we're talking proms for the last week or so. I mean, with proms kind of on everybody's brain. We've talked to people who are going to proms. My son had his senior prom last weekend. I know there are proms coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. In fact, this coming weekend is the biggest weekend nationally for proms of the year. Wow. So this coming weekend is the biggest weekend for proms. So we thought we'd just try to talk about, and I thought about this yesterday. I wondered how many people ended up marrying the person they took to the prom.
I'm over here. I was fighting Dale on it yesterday. I was like, you know, I think they left them in the dust. I mean, I haven't seen in either of my prom dates in 10, 15 years.
So you do remember your prom dates?
Yeah, ain't some old grandma. It happened 64 years ago. Yeah, I remember my prom dates. You not remember yours?
I think one.
I didn't take some rando. I took boyfriends.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, these people were your boyfriends, but I immediately thought of three couples that I know who had been dating and went to proms together and are still married today with grown kids. Three that I know in my circle.
That's more than most, I'd imagine.
Right, one couple that I went to school with, 1 year younger than me, dating since the ninth grade, went to all the proms, all the dances together, got out of school, got married, had kids, they're grown, still married, going strong.
Dale, I asked on Facebook, and I'm just decided I'd go here and scroll through the comments. I'm shocked.
I told you. We argued about this a little bit yesterday.
We did. I think, and I don't mean this any type of way, but these are older generations. So these are people that kind of stuff happened. You didn't have social media to make all these, you know, guys and girls lust over other people and things.
We use this in telegraphs.
And that because they say they've been together 25, 27, 55. So that's why I'm saying it's older. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Back in my day, we would have never lusted after some other chick or something.
No, but I mean,
dude.
Like, honestly, since I've been in high school, the way things, you knew looking at these people around the room, you're never going to be with these people for the rest of your life. It might be sweet to think it, but when I was in high school, everybody knew. You're like, eh, there's no such thing as a high school sweetheart. I know one person, two people who stayed together.
You grew up on the mean streets of Kernersville. You were street savvy. You knew what was going on.
I went to school in Winston.
Yeah.
Mean streets of Winston.
/ghetto/rich. That's exactly where I went.
Lean more towards the ghetto.
Caught in the middle there. Got to live both lives. How many? Talk to me. You see a lot?
There's 51 comments here, and I'm going to say at least 34 of them are, we're together, we've still been together, blah, 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 blah.
So that's I want to know, if you're out there, the seven people listening right now, I want to know, are you with the person right now that you ended up taking to the prom, to your senior prom?
I think I only know of one, that they have been boyfriend, girlfriend since elementary school, actually.
That's the couple I know, too, and they're still together.
Yeah. You know, I guess, you know, people are fortunate enough sometimes to find that one person, that connection.
How wonderful would that be to spend so much time with that? I tell Danny all the time, I said, I wish I would have met you sooner so I could love you longer.
So I could have trained you better.
Shut up.
That's why these couples get in relationships early on.
The younger they get, the younger you start training them, the better off you're going to be later.
Says the most trained one in the room.
I got some learning to do.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Did you take him to the prom and marry him? Are you still with the person you went to the prom with? When did you graduate high school?
I graduated high school in 2000, and I know of at least two couples that have been together since high school. One couple that I graduated with, and then the other couple is my sister and brother-in-law. They have been together since they were in the 10th grade, and they are still happily married with three beautiful daughters.
Well, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Yes, I was calling about if you're still with your senior prom date.
Yes, are you?
I am. So my husband and I have known each other since I was 7. We're currently 27 and 30. And we have been together since I was 15. We got married when we were 18 and 21, and we're still together 13 years later.
Well, that's how. Congratulations. Do you have kids?
Yeah. We do. We have 4 kids.
4?
Woo!
So we have 2 boys and 2 girls, and they are 6, 7, 8, and 11.
You're happy, but you're tired, right?
Correct. Correct.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. That's a great story. That's a long time to be together and still going strong.
It is, but like I tell everybody else, I've got him trained well, and I don't want to train another one.
see, there it is. There it is.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Got him trained.
Surprise.
Those prom dates must have been unforgettable. There's a T-Rex.
It was the 14th of October and that T-shirt off your...
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. You still with your prom date? You go to the prom and get married and live happily ever after?
Good morning, sir. It's called about me and my wife.
Yes, you still with your prom date?
Yes, I've been married to my wife for 29 years, high school sweethearts. Went to 2 proms together. My senior year, her senior year, she's a year behind me, right here from Guilford County.
She was in love with an older man.
That's right.
Well, man, congratulations. I'm glad to hear that.
Appreciate that, sir.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Yes. Good morning. I was calling about if you're still with your prom date.
Are you still with your prom date?
My husband and I will be married 39 years in May, and he was my junior-senior prom date.
Wow. That's a long time to be hanging out together. You got an early start. You must have knew he was the one.
That's right. That's right. And we have a beautiful daughter grown, and you know, it just takes a lot of work, and he was in the military for 28 years, and so we made it work.
Was he stationed all over?
Yes, he was stationed all over. And he's retired. He was retired from the military now, but we've been together since 1980.
That's the year I graduated high school.
So there you go. All these people calling saying they've been together for 5 and 10 years. So we've been together for like 40 years, but we will be married 39 years in May.
And the rest is history.
So you've got a wedding anniversary coming up. When's the date?
It's Memorial Day weekend, the 28th of May.
You need to call us back and make sure we wish you guys a happy anniversary when that rolls around.
We sure will. We love listening to the Wolf.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think some people are just naturally mature. They mature early. They were born to be adults. You know what I mean?
Some people
are just, there's no way they're ready for that kind of a situation. But these people obviously were. It's interesting. She said that, you know, her husband was in the military. And I guarantee you, he had decided in high school that he was going to go into the military. He had that mindset.
Might as well find him a good woman before he goes.
So anyway, and he did, obviously. And, you know, he was that kind of... The kind of people who go into the military, and I don't know what branch of the service the guy was in and what he did when he was in the military, but they have a mindset, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of people who are still together had a mindset. They had something in them. They're just built for that kind of long-term relationship, and others are just not.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But aren't you surprised at how many we found? Because yesterday you were like, nah, we're not going to. And now it's just all boom, 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 as fast as we can answer calls this morning.
It is crazy.
People are telling us about their story. People are telling us, yeah, we went to junior and senior prom together. We've been married 39 years.
Basically, he's waiting for you to say, Annie.
No, I'm not.
Was he right?
I admitted to it earlier. Yeah, I said, wow, I was impressed.
Yeah, so I just, when we started talking about it, about an hour later, I'm driving down the road, and I'm like, well, I know 3 couples right now that I went to school with who are still together after all this time.
Yeah, I know one.
So, you know.
Maybe it was bigger back in the day to do that. Like Annie was saying, it's bigger to find somebody back in the day that you're going to stay with. Like
a lot
now.
Of people just did. They didn't. I don't think people explored options as much. I'm sure people dated around and stuff like that. But I just feel like the older, like when I was growing up, we always look back at like these older generations that had been doing this, and it's like slowly. I'm telling you, I think it's the internet, social media, dating sites, stuff like that, have kind of just made people realize there's a lot of fish in the sea, and I don't mind. You know, going fishing.
Yeah, bouncing around from pond to pond.
I just think that's how a lot of it's been, especially, and I hate to say it, but being a female for a lot of males, when I was in high school, they didn't care. They didn't care. They were just chasing tail. They wanted to know where the next thing, good thing was coming from. They didn't care if you were good. They wanted you, then they wanted her, then they wanted them. That's just how it still is. Shoot, I dated for a while online. I mean, I just think times changed from that point. It really has.
I could never, I've told you this before, I could never dive into that online dating pool. I'm not built like that. I can't do it. I couldn't do that. First of all, just not interested. But secondly, if I were in the market, as it were, mm-hmm. I wanted to move in that direction, I couldn't. I could not do that.
Let's set you up a dating profile now.
Nope, let's don't do that. Thanks for the offer, but we're not going to do that. So are you still with your prom date? We got a lot of people together a long, long time. We're married, got kids, got grandkids. Want to hear about it? 680 Wolf, you can text or call.
And girl, you know I've known you forever. That's how we do, fancy life.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, talking prom dates. Are you still with your prom date? Did you go to the prom and go to the church? How about you?
Hey, I'm calling about the prom. Even though me and my husband didn't go to the same school because he's from West Virginia and I'm from Asheville.
My God.
That's right. He's my country boy, let me tell you. We met each other at my best friend's house. Come to find out, my best friend's brother was his best friend. I was 13. He was 18. Okay.
Oh.
We talked and talked. Yeah, we talked. Don't worry, my parents knew. We talked. Well, we started dating, and we hit it off. We got married. I was 17 when we got married. He was 22. This coming Sunday, May the 8th, we will be together 34 years.
Wow. Oh!
We have 3 boys, 5 grandchildren, and another granddaughter on the way 34 years later. And I'm going to tell you what. I am in love with my husband as the first day I met him, 34 years later.
How about that? You met your soulmate for sure.
I did, at the age of 13. And I've never wanted anybody else, ever.
What a great story. What's your name?
Pebbles from Asheboro.
Well, thank you for calling. What a great story. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too. We're taking our 6-year-old granddaughter to the zoo today. Pray for us, along with 3 other kindergartner classes.
Listen, wear comfortable shoes and take a couple of bottles of water.
Yep, we've already got our water backpacks. We're good on that one.
All right, well, have fun.
Thank you. You too. Yeah. Bye-bye. Right.
Pebbles there. Her brother, Bam Bam, has a similar story, but we're trying to get him on the phone now.
Yeah, we're just trying to get hold of him.
Wow, what a story.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girl.
What's her again?
Wake up with the Wolf Show and 722 Flex on your ex.
Wait, what?
Flex on your ex.
Okay.
Annie, sounds a little weird. Sounds a little weird, but we're here on this Friday not to talk smack. We're here to bring all the positive good vibes to you, to your radio waves, and to your ex, who may or may not be deserving of it. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm taking it in. I'm listening.
So it's Flex on Your Ex Friday. So what you're going to do is you're going to call in, and you're going to give us one good thing about your ex. I know you're like, screw them. No, one good thing about them. One good thing about them. And if you want me to, I'll start.
Oh, okay. All right.
My ex-boyfriend, the last boyfriend I had before I met Danny. I don't even want to say his name.
So this can be ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, or ex-wife, ex-husband.
If you're divorced, that counts too. So mine's an ex-boyfriend. because I'm happily married. And one good thing about him is that he loved my family. I thought that was really cool. He didn't have a big family of his own, so he really wrapped mine up in his arms, loved my mama, and was really good to my mom while we were dating. Come over, help her with projects, stuff like that. So that is the one good thing I'll say about that treacherous person.
Well, who dumped who?
His psychotic moment dumped me, but really it was me who was completely done and would not take him back after that.
So he dumped you, then tried to get you back.
Yeah, he was crazy, and so this kind of opened the book for it. So yeah, he was a crazy guy, and he my last straw was he got us kicked out of a house we were living in.
Perfect.
Had no financial means to take care of us at that point.
Great.
And I was working a small little pitiful job trying to get through, and then he busted my windshield of my vehicle, my car. He busted it with his fists.
That doesn't seem like that would help any situation.
None. Yeah. So after that, I said, nope, I'm good, because next it might be my face. So I was just done at that point. Not a very good person.
Hard you have to hit a windshield to break it?
Hard.
Yep.
Hard.
Yep.
Wow.
He was a fighter. Like, he loved fighting. He loved hitting, slapping, punching.
Loved to fight, man.
Yeah, he did.
Parking I want to fight.
Just in a parking lot.
Just fight. Let's just fight. I never understood. That's why we make fun. That's fine. I want to fight. Why? Why are you getting hurt? Fighting hurts.
So, yeah, I want to know. I want to know why other people. I want people to flex on their ex. Give a little bit of good back into the world, even on the people who did you dirty.
All right, here we go. 680 Wolf. Extra call. We're ready for you. Flexing on your ex Friday, 725.
17 in a small town. Weak knees in a CVS. Door locked.
Flexing on the ex, we are finding out good things about the ex. There's an internal conversation here a minute ago between these two. You can come up with something that's good. I don't care what. You can come up with something that's good. I did. You can.
Yeah, I was telling Chase, like, there's probably nobody worse than the ex that I had. And between me and Chase, there's probably nothing worse than the ex that I had. But he swears he can't come up with one good thing. Wouldn't she have great eyebrows? A nice butt?
I married the one with the nice eyebrows.
Yeah, okay, there had to be something okay about her. No. Obviously, it wasn't too serious a relationship either.
No, I told you, I legitimately cannot find anything good.
Well, you know what? You ruined this whole thing. If everybody thought this way, this would never happen.
You ruined the bit.
You ruined the Brit bit we prepped out.
You wrecked it. Ran it right into a wall.
I found one good thing about the devil, and you can't find nothing about homegirl from probably Ashboro.
No.
How about you, 680 Wolf?
My ex-husband is a better ex-husband than he ever was a husband.
Okay, oh, good. Wow. That's good. Good, good. Explain.
He gives more on a balance scale. He completely gives more now as an ex than he ever did as an actual spouse.
And is that what ruined it as the marriage? He just wasn't putting in the work to be a good husband?
Nothing, yeah. Totally checked out. Financially didn't help, actually hindered quite a bit, and now he like sends the money, pays extra when he can, does pick the kids up, takes them to doctor's appointments, 100 times better ex-husband. But we both moved on, and I guess he gets to fight with his new lady instead of me.
Okay.
All right.
That's another bonus.
Well, everything worked out.
That's right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. See, the crux of it a lot of times comes down to that child support check or the alimony check or both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where it comes down to. Some guys are great about it. Some guys, they don't do it.
So, Dale.
Yep.
You and your ex-wife, you see her frequently. She's a little bit cray-cray sometimes and makes your life difficult. But I know you have something good to say about her, Dale.
I can say many good things about her.
See, look, he was married to this woman and still has something nice to say. You dated a girl for 3 months and you can't say something nice about her.
Nope. Yeah,
my ex-wife, she's very smart. She is an attorney. She has her own law firm. Is generous to a fault, sometimes too generous with her, with everything, with her time, with everything else. Just things happened, between the two of us that just deteriorated the relationship over time. We were together for Well, a solid 20 years.
Wow.
And we were married for 16 years. And today, there are times when we do not get along. We generally, where we fight is about the boys.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge problem. We were incongruent on parenting style.
Which is major.
It is major. And, you know, in retrospect, if we had dug into that deeper, we probably shouldn't have gotten married. Now, I love my kids. You know that. And we got two great boys, one getting ready to graduate from college, one getting ready to graduate from high school and go to college. And it was not easy. We got divorced in 2013, and I stayed in the same town. I stayed in Lexington until 2016 when I moved back here. And, you know, the rest of it was back and forth and long distance. And then there was an argument about the money and about, you know, things at times would escalate. But yeah, there are plenty of nice things that I can say about her. It just does not work out. It was not healthy for the two of us to be together. There were many good things, but there were too many bad things, it was not a good idea for us to be together.
Yeah.
We triggered each other on too many things. We argued about too many things. And again, it comes right back to the kids and parenting style.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about getting married, dig deep into how you want to do that. About everything. How important is this, that, or the other? I mean, everything from education to punishment to everything else. You got to be on the exact same page on that, or it will just, boom, gone.
Wow.
But back to your original question, I can say many good things about
it. Clearly, yeah. I'm proud of you, Dale.
So, yeah.
That's growth.
It is.
You know? Growth,
look
Chase.
At me. Look at me adulting.
Thriving.
Here. I know.
I'm garbage.
Wordle. So how about you? Where are you on this? Flexing on your ex this morning.
Probably my favorite because we are celebrating with so many people from Friday to Saturday to Sunday. Let's get right to it. Happy birthday to local celebrities of the Triad. Celebrating today, we're kicking it off with Olivia Ann Ball from Mebane. She is one today.
One.
All right.
And congratulations to her parents. You made it through your first year.
Hey, don't then listen to people tell you about terrible twos. Threes, they're the worst.
Fours, fives, sixes, all the ages. Also celebrating Dwayne Cross of Reedsville, Mariah Dunlap of Stokesdale, Trevor Tufano of Kayville. Dab on him, Trevor! Happy birthday, pal. Nicole Holcomb of Pofftown, Bianca Ramsey of Lexington, Hannah Poindexter of High Point, Kent Moorfield from Lexington, and Houston Mara of Greensboro celebrating today. Moving on to Saturday, Michael Reed of Oak Ridge, Harrison Smith from Midway, Danny Marino of Winston-Salem. I know he'll be going out partying somewhere. He is the party king of the universe. Happy birthday to you, Danny Marino. Mary Hall of Greensboro celebrating, along with Diana Fuller of Thomasville, Kara Venable of Lexington, and Meredith Greenway from Greensboro. And for Sunday, Louisa Truman of Clemens is celebrating with Brianna Williams of Winston-Salem, Mae Farrell of Kernersville, Lindsay Gray of Greensboro, went to beauty school with Lindsay. Hope she has a great day. Emma Lednum of Ashboro is 6. Kim White from Walkertown, Cody Sides of Kernersville, Kaylin Morgan of Madison, Logan Shingler of Pleasant Garden turns 18 on Sunday.
Ah.
Rhonda's son, I believe, her younger son.
Ah.
Logan is 18. And last but certainly not least, my Uncle Kenny is celebrating on Sunday. Love you, Uncle.
Kenny!
Crazy Kenny!
He is crazy. He's great.
Crazy, all right.
Yeah, good crazy, not bad crazy, though. Now, just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy
Come on, Luke. 806, flexing on your ex. That's what we're doing. Good things about your ex. Gotta be one thing. How about you? 680 Wolf.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, weird question. Can I tweak the flex on the ex? Can I flex on my boyfriend's ex?
Sure. Go ahead. Why not? Okay. That sounds like fun. Go.
So, I get along amazingly with my boyfriend's ex. She's the mother of my first son, my stepson. And we talk almost every day. We go to practices together. We go to games together. And I've been in her life for 5 years now. And we are just on board, side by side. Like, she tells everybody all the time, like, I'm the best bonus mom. And I tell them all the time, like, I wouldn't want to parent anybody else's, our kids, together with anybody else.
Wow. You know, first of all, hats off to you. Because yes, that is a rare thing. You are being... It's so, you have to have a maturity level and understand, look, you got to drop all the BS for the benefit of everybody involved.
Yep. And it's, so a couple months ago, we were all there having my son, mine and his son's birthday party.
Yep.
And I had called and it was not our week to have him. And I said, you know, do you and your kids want to come to the party? I was like, you're invited as well. And she was so excited and stuff, and we were all riding and cutting up on the side-by-side. And I said, you know, I want you to go ride with his daddy. And I pulled our son out there, and I wanted to make sure that they saw, that he saw his mama and his daddy, like, having fun. Because I was like, this is very good for him to see that they are getting along and, like, loving each other.
Is this Hannah?
It'll always be that much. Hey.
Hey, boo. I just want you to know that I think you're a shining example, and other people could definitely learn something from you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's for the kids. I don't want anybody to resent anybody for it.
And it's a lot more fun if y'all can just be friends.
Yeah.
It is.
You are to be commended highly for how you guys are doing this. So, I mean, my hat's off to you, and I admire what you're doing. It's awesome.
We love you, Hannah.
I love y'all, too. I do.
All right, Hannah. Well, have a good weekend.
Y'all have a good everything. Bye, all y'all.
Right. Bye-bye. See, there's so many people who can't do that.
No, absolutely.
And it's a shame that they can't. Yeah. My ex-wife could never do that. She could not do it.
Some people hold grudges.
Oh, yeah. They keep them in a holster, ready to pull out.
Come on!
Yeah, my ex-wife could never do that. On the other hand, I have a friend of mine who was married to a woman who was previously married. He had never been married when he married her. And she has a son from another marriage. And he's a grown man now. But all through his life, they all went to birthday parties together. They all had cookouts together. Everybody just got along, and everybody was just, you know, at least try to be civil.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the kids don't know about your crap. All they know is mom and dad.
And they don't need to know about
your
crap.
They don't need to know your crap. Don't open your mouth and badmouth the mom or the dad in front of them. That drives me up a wall. I see that before, and I'm going to tell you right now, and I'll drag my dirty laundry out on the air right now. My ex-wife did that to my kids. She would badmouth me to them. And it made me so angry. But I will tell you this. I have never badmouthed my kid's mother to them, ever.
And you're, again, a shining example.
Well, I never would. I would never do that.
Yeah.
Because, again, they don't know about your crap or whatever it is went on. All they know is mom and dad. Now, my kids are grown now. They get it. They know what's going on. But when they were younger and still, and I don't care how old they are, I will never say something bad about their mother to them.
See, this goes back to the fact that even though she's done a lot of bad, he still found some good in her, Chase, unlike you, who didn't have the serious relationship with the ex and still can't find something good about her. I will say, someone texted, and they said that they're with Chase on this one. The best thing about their ex is that he set her free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, best thing about the ex is they're gone. Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it. Yeah,
maybe that's what I should have used instead of trying to find something nice to say about the devil I dated.
All right. Flexing on you next Friday.
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
Friday, we mix it up a bit. Five fun facts to kick off your weekend and maybe go to school knowing a little something extra for your Friday, kids.
All right, I'm ready to learn.
Did you know Bryan, Ohio has only 8,000 people, but it was the home of both the candy companies that make Dum Dum Lollipops and Circus Peanuts. And the company that made the Etch-A-Sketch, by the way, until they moved to China in 2001.
Dum Dum Lollipops. I just had a awesome flashback. My little Grant, who's graduating high school, used to love those things. And one of my favorite pictures, him and his brother, they're sitting on the front porch. He's just a little guy, and he's got a little dum-dum sucker in his hand. Mm. That's what made me think of that.
Dum-dum's the greatest bribe known to parents.
Yeah.
This, and I want to know if you guys can guess this. This actor, I guess you would say, was originally a computer science major at the College of St. Rose in Albany, New York, but switched to communications when it got too hard.
That's what you do. You switch to communications.
That's why I got a degree
in
it.
That's right. That's why we all did it.
Did I miss who did that?
You're guessing.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio. Matthew McConaughey.
Is this a modern era actor?
I would say it's an actor slash maybe talk show person. They still have.
Conan O'Brien.
Jimmy Fallon.
I should have not. Conan O'Brien went to Harvard, actually.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Chase, Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, you're right, Annie. Congratulations.
Thank you. Hey, you are the smartest thing.
Don't you roll your eyes at me, Dale.
That's awesome. Did you know one of the main algorithms Google uses to rank websites in its results is called PageRank? It's named after one of the founders, Larry Page, not web pages.
Wow. It just happens to work out so well.
Yeah, PageRank. Oh, gotcha, Larry.
All right.
I want to look this up on a map because things like this intrigue me. There's only one spot on Earth where the corners of four countries meet. South Africa, Zimbabwe, Botswana, and the Namibia Touch is what it's called.
So...
all those
actually touch each other?
Each other at one point. Kind of like, you know, what is it, Colorado, Wyoming, Arizona, and New Mexico? I think that's where they all come together.
I'll trust you.
Sitting on the corner of Winslow, Arizona. Isn't that what that is?
It was such a fine sight to see.
Because you're in four states at once. Isn't that what that is?
Yep, sure. That's it. Last but not least, this really will blow your mind. The electricity it takes to charge your phone every night for 1 year costs 50 cents.
I'm fitting a rage right now. What is costing me so much on my electricity bill then?
Isn't it crazy when you get your bill? It's like, what? How am I using this much energy? What am I doing?
I'm about to rage. I'm fitting a Call Duke energy.
It's like, where is this coming from?
You know what? I'll tell you one thing that runs your electric bill up, and people don't think about
this. Wife.
Fans.
If you're running a fan or a dehumidifier, those things just suck up electricity big time.
Dehumidifier, that's what I got. That may make sense.
It does. That's definitely running your electric bill up, for sure.
But definitely your wife, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really the main cause.
This has been today's edition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.